Back at the 2025 Historic Farm Days, the I&I Anti-Tractor Gas Engine Club Showgrounds, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios, Chad Baker going down on the farm with one of our favorite guests. And you heard him earlier back at the office. He's cutting free and coming out and getting a little sunshine, a little tractor in him. It's Eddie Hannigan from Premier Cooperative. Eddie, how are you doing?
Not too bad, Chad. I just barely made it through the gate, though, to get in here.
You always have impeccable timing of getting back and forth from Royal to Penfield. You know that?
I know, and I never speed.
And the fun thing is you've got that that train track that you got to kind of play there, too. You know, nice thing is you do have that underpass that can kind of take you and wind you through the countryside there, but that takes you a little out of the way, too.
Yeah, I've been under it a few times. You time it a little bit, too. So, yeah, I know all about the trains in Royal.
That's the beautiful thing about being out in the countryside is this time of year, it's a little tougher to see that train off in the distance on the flatland because of where those crops are, but you still can kind of make do with kind of seeing every once in a while you get a little peek in that valley there, you know, you can see that train far away and make that game plan to get across those tracks.
Chad, that train goes right through my farm every day, every 30 minutes.
So you have the internal clock memorized?
Yes, I do.
Very good.
That one and the bells at the St. Lawrence Church used to be, that was another one I could hear.
Absolutely. That time of year, we come back into your backyard here to talk, do a live down the farm with you. Let's talk about what's going on market-wise right now. What's kind of moving and shaking and quaking our markets? We've got right here in the middle of the year, crops look good, weather, and the market right now still volatile out there.
Yeah, it is kind of volatile. I think the quake kind of left, though. A lot of things are starting to get a little numb. The tariff talks. We see numbers every day on them tariffs, so it's kind of like what's going to do next. The overall outlook is we both have great crops in South America and North America. There's no market movers. We don't see much bullishness. Thank God for ethanol and Mexico, I guess, because we had, we had 3 or 4 flash sales to Mexico and the unknown country. They got a little bit too, they average around 4 million on each, but there's nothing really out there anymore. Everything looks good. I don't know what else I can say about it, Chad.
Let me throw you a little curveball here. We've got now about 6 months in with new Secretary of Ag Rollins here, just based on kind of what you've seen, what you've heard, what's moving and shaking there. Maybe the early indication of how that transition has been to help to hinder markets, whatever that may be, and to execute what Trump's plan is for agriculture.
Which one is that?
Secretary.
Which subject is she on this time? What are you asking?
Yeah. So that's where I'm asking, just in general here, because there's so many irons in the fire, so many different directions going.
For me, the inheritance thing was I think would be huge. But and it would help not the American farmer, but their family, you know, once everybody's gone. I thought that, but I read a lot about it, but I just don't keep up with her a lot, Chad. But that's one, I think. But there's so much out there. I just don't read it all.
That's why I prefaced it with the curveball there.
You did. That was a curveball. But I know about the one thing because that's what I'm interested in. American farmer worked their tail off to get what they got, and inheritance, trying to slow that down was what I read a little bit about that on some of hers.
Of course, you know, we're at Historic Farm Days. It's harkens back to a much different time for agriculture, and the scope and landscape of agriculture quite a bit different nowadays. The valleys don't seem as treacherous a lot of times. You know, there's obviously that volatility we've talked about where it rebounds nicely, but then, you know, you could be just a couple days away from another drop. And at one point in time, that was pretty devastating to see that. It's not that anymore, but it still makes a lot of folks nervous.
In the markets,
yes.
If you look back at April, even from January on, we had a few spots where we got some sales in, did some sales on the ups and downs. But man, when the things start to look good, there's no looking back. It's, I don't know what could bring it back. to another one. I was, I don't know, three or four Saturdays ago on when you get up really early and you listen to Max and Mike Pierce. They had a bean guy in there, and I heard him talking, and he said, and he said it on national television too, but he thought we could get back to 11, 1080 to 11, but it might be a post-harvest. Yeah, I don't know about that, but everything looks good and the ups and downs. Hopefully they got some sold on the ups.
Let's bring it back to the area here. Area farmers, what you've seen here and how they're doing here locally. Crops obviously are getting to where they were. There's no knee high by the 4th of July. I usually get knee high by the end of May, but there's been some nice looking crops. But right now you need the weather cooperating with you. We had a little bit in the way of precipitation. There's definitely some in the forecast, but what's been the response here locally for your for farmers and what they've been looking at?
I think just about everybody looks good. Yes, there's guys that need rain, small areas. Sunday, north of the Oasis, 4 inches in flat corn. We don't want that. And I was out at my house. I could look across the fields to Scott Seaburn's there and looked like he would have got 2 inches. And we got a tenth. Royal, we've got rain, it seems like, all the time down through there, along 74 and up and around. But East Royal is a little tough. A lot of our areas, though, yes, they're getting rain, but everything looks good. It's nice. It's nice to have a good crop regardless. And farmers, I always thought, were happier if they had a lot of grain to sell, regardless of price. So I remember in 88 when we had the drought, didn't have nothing to sell, the prices were high. So if you got something to sell, they're always happy.
Absolutely. Not only that, but nowadays it seems like with more farmers having grain storage on their own operations, they can play that game a little bit more, and I think that's definitely helped.
Yeah, I can see that also on the origination side of Premier. They'll be looking for a bid, you know, and that's what the bins are for. You know, you put that stuff away, you're going to look for the best bid, and that's what we try to do. We try to give it to them so we can originate that grain.
Absolutely. Before we tie up with you here, on a personal note, back out here at Historic Farm Days, anything you look forward to coming out here? Anything that excites you that you have to check out before you head back to the office?
I like all the tractors. We grew up on the auction business selling them. And back then, you might pull up to one of these old cock shuts, and they don't might bring steel price back in the day. Now they got them all fixed up, and they're worth a lot of money. You know, I've always been a 1066 guy. But my grandpa was the international dealer in our little place uptown. And he was in Urbana and so forth, so I'm kind of partial to international.
I'm right there with you. I can wear that proud too, even though I come from a family that they bleed orange. They're an Alice family. So for folks that want to reach out to you and get lined up with some advice from what Premier is offering nowadays, how do they reach out to you?
You can always reach out to us at premiercooperative.net. Go to the markets, go down to the origination, and you can find all us originators right in our website. Or just stop by the office in Royal.
Or just tune in 12:22 every day, right?
Yep, 12:22. Anymore, it's almost 12:24.
Well, we some of us are a little long-winded with that weather forecast.
Yeah, we won't mention any names like Dennis.
Speaking of Dennis, he is going to be coming up here with Greg Soulier, Ileana Ag Weather coming up, and of course a lot more reports throughout the day and throughout the weekend from Historic Farm Days. Thanks, Eddie.
You bet, Chad. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Eddie Hannigan with Premier Cooperative. That's been Down on the Farm here on WITY.